1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Almost a weekend and you don't know what to do. Or you just need something fun to listen to.
Southside Pod!
Yes, we're on the air.
Southside Pod!
And the gang's all here, all things on the South Side. We're listening to the Southside Pod. Looking for the best Southside breweries. Or you might just need an awesome place to eat.
Southside Pod!
Mount Greenwood Evergreen.
Southside Pod!
Blue Island Beverly. Pay listen, all sub to. You're tuned into the Southside Pod.
Southside Pod!
Oaklawn Midlothian!
Southside Pod!
Oak Forest Chicago Ridge! Flossmoor and Bridgeview! You're listening to Southside Pod!
Kind of a truncated episode of Southside Pod that I know was released late this week. I had good reason. I spent all day yesterday in an ER. Obligatory shout out to the folks over at Christ Hospital when I brought in my daughter. With the pain she was having, we were able to identify very quickly that it was an appendicitis, that it had to get out, and they got it out. As the surgeon said, the appendix was in a bucket. That's how I knew it had been a successful surgery. That's the first thing he said to me. Mr. Lanuti, the appendix is out and in a bucket now. It won't do any more harm. It's not the way that it was when you were younger. They don't just have like the one scar down there below your waistline. Now they do the complicated thing with the robots and the multiple incisions and blowing your belly up. And so dad's number one job is helping with recovery. And that's why you're going to have a truncated version of Southside Pod. But we have a really good guest. Actually, a couple of them down here right now we're going to get to. We're going to talk about what's going on this weekend. We're going to get you your fix. And then we're going to be back in full next week. Catch up on all previous episodes and make sure you subscribe anywhere podcasts can be found and always at southsidepod.com. Sitting down here at the 9 Foot Homemade Oak Bar, I have a couple of new guests, all right, brought to me by an old guest because we've had on here several times the folks from over at the Erica Heilman Theater, and I know that this time around they are doing Sister Act, if I'm not mistaken. The director is sitting down here with us. His name is Michael Potsick, and Brandy Bell, who, from what I understand, is the big star of the show, the Whoopi Goldberg character, if you will, and has a ton of personality. They told me all about you before you got here, that when you walked into the room, it was just going to be sunshine and excitement. Welcome both to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So, Sister Act is a movie that I think I watched a long, long time ago. I have not seen it since. This is not one that I think has run back into my rotation since the original time that I saw it, but it must be popular enough that it's worth doing a performance of it. So tell me a little bit about it, Michael. What is the reaction, the history, the following for Sister Act?
Sure. So, our musical version of Sister Act is based on that film, of course, starring the one and only Whoopi Goldberg. And this musical adaptation features music by Alan Menken, who is from, you know, Disney, you know, royalty. Fame, royalty, right? So we're talking Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, all those like earworm songs. So he wrote our music. And it is a fun, upbeat, and surprisingly sentimental adaptation. And what I love about this musical, specifically in our production, is that it's featuring a lot of like older talent who are stepping on the stage for the first time, who may have kids in it, kids are in our dance teams or what have you, and they decided to step on the stage and they get to play these fun, zany nuns.
You need to find a lot of nuns for that, if I remember the movie.
And let me tell
right.
you, we got a lot of nuns. We're not taking any more. Our order is closed. We got a lot of nuns. But it's been such a joy to see these ladies just find why we love performing, why we love theater, and just find the joy and the fun in it. So it's been a really, really wonderful experience and just process. And I hope that will be, you know, that energy will be coming off the stage and to the audience, you know.
Brandy, how many times have you seen the movie, first off?
It was one of my favorite childhood movies, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
One and two.
that's Whoopi Goldberg in her prime. Yes, that and Jumpin' Jack Flash. Mm-hmm. That's prime Whoopi right there.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's got to be big shoes to fill for you. Like, do you find yourself thinking of her performance while you're doing it, or do you try to make it your own?
Um, a little bit of both. I want to keep it true to what she brought to the film because it's so iconic. Some of the things that she did, she's a trailblazer, but at the same time, I have to find my own voice in it. And I have in so many ways. We've had so many heart to hearts and I'm just like, oh my God, this is so great. Because I love the movie so much, but it's a full circle thing for me. So my sister, my younger sister actually calls me Dolores. Because I sing, and she saw the movie, and I introduced her to it because I wanted her to love it as much as I do. And so she calls me Dolores Van Cartier. And so for me to have, be able to play her is like a full circle moment for me. So I really want to do her proud. So,
I'm sorry, yeah. Your sister was calling you by the name of the character well before you ever got
this part. That's my name in her phone as we speak.
When you get on stage to audition for the director here, at what point do you tell him that? Because I would think that that's a big selling point right there. Like, I've been born to play this part. My family refers to me as this character. You have to give it to me.
No, I was terrified, actually, to even audition for him. And I told him maybe weeks later that this was a full circle moment for me. But he saw something in me, and I appreciate him for even seeing something in me to give me that chance to, you know, bring a childhood dream to life. So,
which was so funny to hear, because when she came in, she was like serving, you know, BDE, big Dolores energy.
Yeah. Period.
Like right away, as soon as she came in, I was like, okay, this girl better sing. She better sing because she's already given me the energy. And she started singing. I was like, it's done. We got it. And when you do a show like this, it's like, if you don't have that like center figure, if you don't have, like, you know, everyone is going to want to see, like, who is this Dolores? Who is this woman? If you don't have one that is, like, you know, like you just said, that is reminding us of our, you know, of Whoopi, that's giving us that kind of performance, but then also maybe showing us what she can do, what are you going to do? And we were very lucky to have this one come through.
I imagine this production just because I remember scenes from the movie, and there's a lot of nuns, there's a lot of kids, there's a lot of actors, I would imagine. Your stage of time has to be just filled. Like, how do you direct that?
Yeah, how do I direct that is a good question.
Brilliantly.
Yeah.
You do it brilliantly. Absolutely.
You know, outside of the nuns, we also have like an ensemble of men that also inhabit our world. You know, we've got some of these hilarious trio of thugs. We've got like Curtis, the boyfriend, and then we've got some other ensemble members. And our stage is just filled. So, yeah, how do I go about doing that? It's a lot of looking at it and being like, okay, I always say, like, find your family pods. Family pods are a good thing. Let's get these people in groups. But I'll tell you what, when they all dance, and our choreography is spot on. Andrea Collier, who is a really great friend of mine, and we met in high school. We both have been working Chicago actors for a while, and now she is a choreographer. When they all hit these moves, it's amazing, and it almost feels like a marching band, because so much of it, it's like drill. So much of it is just like crossing, and it's in, and it's weaving, and it's all these things. I think people are going to be really surprised when they come and see this, especially if you've seen shows in the past at Oaklawn Park District. We've got some surprises, and we've got some really inventive staging up there.
Very cool. How do I get to see this? What day is this happening? How do I get my tickets? Give me the lowdown.
So it is happening two weekends, March 15th through the 17th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and March 22nd through the 24th. The Friday and Saturday shows are at 7:30, and the Sunday shows are matinees at 3. There is a link. You can go to Oaklawn Park District Theater to get the tickets. However,
you better get on it.
You better get on it, because we're like this close to being sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's impressive, because I was going to tell you that it was, for lack of a better term, very ballsy to have like an opening weekend, the weekend of Southside Irish Parade, St. Patrick's Day. And everybody's already got plans generally on that weekend, and you're selling tickets like crazy.
Yeah, at the time of this recording, we're about 200 seats left.
That's awesome.
Which is amazing. Yeah. So I've never been a part of something that has sold out and sold as well as this quickly without a speck of anything being seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Very cool. We'll try to get you over the finish line now.
That's right.
There's not a lot of pressure on us. You come on Southside Pod, you only got 200 seats left. Let's get it done. Very awesome. Well, look, I hear that you may be singing for me. Are you going to do some
I think I can pull up a little something. The year is 1978, and we are the Queen of Angels Choir, here to put the synth back in Genesis and take the good word up a third. Let's go, ladies. I've been thinking about you since receiving your call. Can't see living without you. You got me mind, soul, body, and all. Praying, I pray every night and each day, hoping that you'll drop a line. Praying, I pray till you sweep me away, straight to cloud number 9. You are simply too divine. Take me to heaven, take me to ecstasy. I'll give you all I got, cause nothing's as hot as when you groove with me. And when you stretch us up and do your thing, I just can't help. You what makes me complete. I just worship at your feet. Take me to heaven. Take me to kingdom come. I'll take any vow. Just take me now.
I have a confession to make. It's true, and I'm guessing you have done the same thing. Put more time into thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for your retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree with you, and I want to help you out. I've got a local, experienced, down-to-earth guy who's a friend of this show. He's got a get-to-know-you approach and do-the-right-thing values, and he's been around for over 20 years right here on the South Side. His name is Tom Walsh. He's located on the corner of 111th and Kedzie, and he's waiting for your call. In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call someone who's invested in your success. Reach out to Tom now, 773-779-0023, or pop in at the office right on 111th and Kedzie. Tell him we sent you. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Mike and I were nerds today. You would have...
Today.
Yeah, today.
All right. I mean, well, more so than normal.
You would have gotten a kick out of... You would have gotten a kick out of watching it for all of about 3-4 minutes so you could yell nerd.
I don't play D&D.
And then you would have walked away. No, we were doing fantasy baseball.
Okay.
We did it.
Not
so,
really nerdy anymore.
I don't know.
Pretty mainstream.
I feel kind of nerdy
You explain all the rules of our league, it's...
Oh, well, I'm not going to get into all the rules of our league, but I'll tell you the basics, okay? It's a dynasty league where you keep an entire 40-man roster.
Jeez.
Of Major League Baseball players. Okay. And 26 of them are on your Major League roster, just like you would a regular baseball.
Yeah.
And you get to keep anybody you want to as long as they're under 30 and 4 guys over 30 every year.
Seems unfair.
Okay. So guys age out.
Okay.
You can only keep so many older veterans.
Gotcha.
And that makes people want to trade for prospects and young players so they can keep their team young and still be competitive every year.
You're like the actual owner of the team at this point.
You're the owner of the team. You run all the things. All right. So we do every year a winter meetings at the bar here. And the owners come over and everybody starts making trades. And basically what happens is like for the first hour, nobody does anything, right, Mike?
Yeah.
And people start...
I came an hour late. And
people start drinking. And then people start deciding they're going to make some kind of trade. And then you get all kinds of trades that get made between people. And that's what we did. It was 4 hours of a bunch of grown men.
Pretending
they're baseball GMs. And trading players.
That's a really great use of your time.
It was fun. I had a beer or two.
This is what guys do.
Is it?
Right?
Is
I do. I think that there's a lot of guys that do this. Like, can you see a bunch of women sitting around and doing like a fantasy sports league like this? You see them like saying that we're all going to sit down and pretend to be like... that's the thing,
they're fantasizing about the other guys,
right?
While you guys are doing this,
they're with other guys. That's what they're doing. Okay, sweetheart, go have fun at your fantasy baseball thing. And then they're calling somebody else up.
Ooh, right,
they're out. Right, that's the thing. But I think that's such a male thing. Like, men like to participate in groups, clubs, things like that, where they get to pretend that they're the GM of a baseball team or a football team, or like you mentioned, Dungeons and Dragons. Like, I know there are girls that play it, but most of the D&D players I know are male. Like, guys like, I mean, think about video games, right?
They like to submerge themselves in another reality.
There's an entire set of men out there that love to play games where they get to simulate what it would be like being warfare, a soldier running around killing people. Yeah. They don't join, but they go and that's what they want. They're living another life while they're doing it. There's people who cosplay like they're in Star Wars, and then they go to Star Wars Land in Disney and they film themselves actually talking to the guy dressed up as Kylo Ren. I mean, like,
but there are also a lot of men stemmed in reality, right?
I think
I don't know them.
No, but the thing is, I feel like I'm in reality.
I don't do any of that pretend
I feel like
stuff.
I'm in reality, but I also like playing sports games where I get to build my roster. Yeah, you're a miserable person.
See, some of us like to escape from reality every once in a while.
Right, you have no fantasy. There's nothing you're doing that is like other than just real life. And right. I guess if you really enjoy your, I mean, I enjoy my real life generally. Like right now, it's been a little bit complicated.
Selling Girl Scouts?
Fantasy Girl Scout selling.
I sold 600 boxes today online.
But isn't that what every phone game that you have is? Like if somebody's playing one of these stupid games, you gotta build your farm. Now all of a sudden you're a farm tycoon and you're building, like, you know, making sure that or if you're doing like some kind of cookie game where you're making cookies. I mean, like
the people that are way into it, like that's okay if it's a hobby. But people that are way into it, I think they are really trying to escape their awful, miserable life.
Well, it's all those. I mean, aren't there things? Do they still have that Second Life
remember
stuff?
That?
These people go in there.
Really?
They still do that?
That
no, those people
crazy.
Are still hooked up to their video games. We haven't heard.
Oh, they
from
don't
them
know.
Years.
They're still linked in completely, yeah. Right?
When COVID happened, they went in there and they never
they
came
never,
out.
Yeah, they didn't even know COVID's around.
Yeah,
they were just.
They never came
still,
out.
No COVID in Second Life.
I had a COVID thought today driving through Mount Greenwood.
Oh boy,
what's a COVID thought?
A thought about the impact of
COVID.
No.
It's another podcast.
No. Just an impact of COVID thing, right? Like, so I drove down the street and I saw, I didn't see, maybe it's still there, but I could have sworn that around 111th and Kedzie, there was a salon that was specific to getting lice out of kids' hair.
There was.
Like, that's all they dealt with, is kids that had lice.
There was.
And I don't see it there anymore. It looks like it's been renamed as something else. And I wonder if because when the kids all had to leave school, because that's the thing, they all left school. They all got away from each other for so long.
No lice outbreak.
And I thought to myself, I haven't heard of a lice outbreak since COVID. Maybe I'm wrong,
COVID
but I haven't heard one.
Cured lice.
Yeah. Now, I just said the word,
that was the
I said
the
word
the
lice
time.
And I want to itch my head now as
I
talk.
I'm itchy too.
It itch my head itchy just to say something like that. But maybe it cured lice. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
All right. We'll have to find out.
Right?
We'll
how do we find out?
Next season, next
walk,
school season.
Walk into a school and just start rubbing your head on some other kid's head and see if you get lice.
Trying on hats.
I can't find any lice here.
Just lost and found.
What's that old man doing? Me. Trying on all of our hats. Right. Be quiet, Billy. He's sick.
He's put your mask back on. Give me your hat. Doing something.
It's an experiment.
It's for science.
I'm experimenting. It's for science. And it is now time for your Southside Pod Bulletin Board, brought to you by Spoken Vine Wine Bar and Bottle Shop, northeast corner of 95th and Kedzie. Wide array of wines from all over the world for any taste. The food, though, is getting rave reviews. Anything from appetizers to entrees, may I suggest the meatballs. You're always looking for something reasonably priced that's really good and you get a good portion? Try those. Pair it with a red, you got date night. Date night starts going well, she likes the wine, go buy an extra bottle, head out the door. See more at SpokenVineWines.com. The Fleury Artisan Market returns to Tinley Park this Sunday, the 10th of March, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. at Hailstorm Brewing, 8060 186th Street in Tinley Park. Bring the whole family. The event is family friendly and free to attend. They have a scratch-made kitchen. They've got a lot of beers there. It's one of the coolest breweries on the entire South Side. And then you have a bunch of local artists doing handmade items and art and treats and so much more. A great way to spend an afternoon. Before the medical emergency this week, I knew for sure I was going. I may still get up there. It all depends on how she's doing. But you have no excuse. Get out to Tinley, Hailstorm Brewing, kicking off 11 a.m. on Sunday. On Saturday, March 9th, the 32nd annual St. Patrick's Day Parade and Festival in Lamont. It begins North Stephen Street near the I&M Canal. It's got everything you would expect of a St. Patrick's Day parade. It will be moving down Main Street with all of the bars and the pubs and the restaurants. Pollyanna Brewing's right there. Once again, kickoff at 1 p.m. On Sunday at 1 p.m., Gaelic Park has the Southside Irish Sunday Celebration. You heard about that on the last episode. Get all the details there, but that's going to be a great substitution for the fact that the Southside Irish Parade is 1 week later on actual St. Patrick's Day this year. Doors at Gaelic Park, though, on Sunday open at 1 p.m. with four stages of entertainment, food and drink available, completely family-friendly. Get your tickets online or day of. See more at chicagogaelicpark.com. Southside Pod listeners, if you're looking for a hot sauce so local, so organic, that the peppers are grown in your neighbor's backyard, and then, for most of the listening area, the sauce is delivered to your door for free, look no further than SidSauce.net. It's the only place I get my hot sauce from. Looking ahead to next weekend, on Saturday, March 16th, Cabbage Bash, Blue Island Beer Company, kicks off at 2 p.m. For a $5 donation per head, play Home Run Derby with Cabbage until there's nothing left to hit. All donations going to Farm to Veteran, supporting all the great work they do for our vets. And then the next day, on the 17th, Southside Irish Parade along Western Avenue. I'll be out at Cork and Kerry. That's the spot, the epicenter. Look for me there. One of the best months on the South Side all year long. We are in the thick of it. It's all kicking off this weekend. Don't miss our coverage of much of it. Make sure you're subscribed anywhere podcasts can be found, and always at SouthsidePod.com.
It's the Southside! It's the Southside! It's Southside Pod! Thanks for listening! Thanks for tuning in to the Southside Pod!
Y'all come back now, you hear?